Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Oh, we're in the dog days of summer, Bob. And you know what? We're going to talk about some dogs today, because why not? It's the universal tubular meat that if you've ever grilled anything, I'm sure you've grilled one of those. But I am Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. And what's cooking, baby?
Hey, we're so happy you joined us. Thanks for spending a little time with us to talk about things we do on our grills, and hopefully you're doing on your grills. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, even though nobody's maintaining the page right now because I took a hiatus. And Jop, I don't know, are you doing anything with the Facebook page?
I monitor it from time to time.
Monitor it?
Yeah.
Nope, so it's a dead page. Put something
on
it. Yeah. Anyway, you can go to thegrillingguys.com and get any of the recipes we talk about. You can also, on the top right corner, click on the headset and get the podcast. Podcasts are really popular, and our podcast draws are growing weekly. We get more and more subscribers, so thank you for that. Hope you like them. Hope we're helping your grilling game or your beer game. But we're going to do the Siciliano's Beer of the Week, Jop, and it's from North Pier Brewing Company, which is down in, I think it's in Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I am not familiar with it, but this one's called Oh My Guava.
A pink guava Kolsch. And easy drinking, only 5.3% alcohol. And this guava flavor, I think this is a good summer beer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Katie at Siciliano's prepares all our beers every week for us, and this is one of her favorites. She is probably the sharpest, at least female, I know on beer. One of the sharpest people in general I've ever talked to on beer. I love, when I go in and pick these up, we just talk about brewers and the business and trends, and she's just a plethora of beer knowledge.
Yes, she is, and she always steers us in the right direction. This one, I'm quoting from the can now, Oh My Guava brings you a bright burst of energy. Each sip starts with a subtle tropical note and finishes with a crisp, clean flavor you'll love in a Kolsch. And so a good beer from Siciliano's. As we always say every week, the cool part about Siciliano's is you can go in there and make your own six-pack from hundreds and hundreds of different beers.
Or four-pack.
Right, or whatever pack you want. But they sell everything by the can, which is really cool. This one retails at Siciliano's for $2.79 a can. Worth every penny of it.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and sound like a sexist, but I'm gonna say that if your wife doesn't so much care for beer, she might like this one.
Right.
And this is one of Katie's favorites, which might validate the point. Although she is a beer snob, she's a true beer connoisseur. But I'm kind of thinking this one, I'm gonna put a label on it. I'm gonna call it a chick beer.
Yeah. Yep. It would be.
But I'm
it's
liking
very
it.
Very light, and it's got the guava fruit in
it. Is
there,
it growing on you yet?
No, not like not like it will. But I'm just getting started.
We are being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, and he is the wizard of the big board. Thank you, Brian. I don't know if you've ever had us talk about a guava beer in studio or not before, but it's kind of a first.
Well, let me take it down the next drink road, because was on vacation the week of the 4th of July there, and saw a lot of great places. Just did the east side of Michigan, started it out with a fishing trip with Captain Ken, and traveled up the east side of Alpena, Sheboygan, wherever. Drank a lot of margaritas while I was doing that, and for some reason, we'd hit little beach pubs that we could find on the lakes that are all there, right? I actually texted you
from
where we were up north, took a picture, a place where you and I've been. But anyway, One of the things
Club 211.
That's right, up there, Sturgeon Capital Black Lake. Anyway, I had a spicy margarita, first spicy margarita I'd ever had. I was a little reluctant because I like a traditional margarita, but the spicy one, they made it in a pitcher. They had 12 ounces of silver tequila, 6 ounces of Cointreau, and then they put 2 serrano chili peppers sliced really thin and floated them on top. So when they poured it out of the pitcher in there, right, and there were 6 limes in it, and they
a little of that placental fiber got in
right,
there.
Right, yes. And they, you know, they basically poured that in there, and there's little pepper flakes and some of those. They're sliced real
thin. Like
but you know what? It was good. It made you want to drink another one, though, because you got the heat out
remember
of it.
Remember that jalapeno wine we had?
Yeah.
That wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. This was good. Salt on the rim, went with the peppers. It was kind of fun. But we were at the Crossings Bar where they did this, which is if you're coming down in northern Michigan, there's Elk Rap, or not Elk Rapids, East Jordan. And then when you get a little bit south of East Jordan, the Lake Charlevoix comes to a little narrows. And there's a ferry that goes back and forth across there. Well, you
was he drinking them with you?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
He was running the boat, hauling cars back and forth across this inlet. In Ironton is where it's at. But anyway, there's a little bar down at the base of the ferry sitting out there, hundreds of boats, lots of really good music.
Good place to be.
Spicy margaritas,
bet you wish
baby.
You, bet you wish you had a boat right then, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'd love to be back there. But a shout-out to them because they yeah. served it to us in a 64-ounce pitcher.
Is that part of the chain of lakes?
No, nope, nope. It's
oh.
just – you come out of Lake Michigan into Round Lake, and then Lake Charlevoix.
Now you
is
lost
there.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up there in Charlevoix.
Well, Brian's heading up to Lake Charlevoix, so we're going to miss him. He'll be on vacation next week.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go home, and I went to Sobey's last night, and he gave me a great deal for our troops. I'm cooking for the Army National Guard. Where in Selfridge, Alex's Chinook unit is over there. My son Alex, and it's where I delivered that. Last smoker. It's
right.
where our last smoker
Operation
delivery
GI
went.
Barbecue
to.
Went.
Yeah. yeah, so they asked me to come back again this year, and it's Family Day Sunday at Selfridge Joint Base. So I'm going to be bringing a bunch of butts and briskets and having fun with the troops on Sunday. So today when I get home, I am firing up the big smoker and we're going to get her done.
You're going to pre-cook them, bring them down there?
Yeah, yeah. I'll put them in a
hauling all your equipment down
yeah,
there.
I'll put yeah. them in a cooler and keep them
How
warm.
How many are you going to feed?
Maybe only 100.
Right.
For some reason, it's light tomorrow, so I don't know why that is, but there'll be 100 happy people.
Are they on maneuvers this time of year, or is it just this weekend?
It's just family weekend. They do once a year, they do family weekend, and that's when you can go in if you're husband or wife or son, in our case, is in that unit. They have everybody in for a big picnic, and I'll be feeding the protein.
Well, there you go. Sounds like
it's a cool event. There's really a great group of people. These are you know, people who love their country and who serve it thanklessly,
right?
Because it's not really any money to speak of, but it's a duty, sense uh-huh. of obligation, and so the least I can do is go down and bring them some great barbecue, so I'm gonna be fussing over my brisket.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that looks like, but I bet it's going to be good when it's done.
Well, you're welcome to join me tomorrow.
Right.
If you
right.
want.
I'll be there. I'll be there, yep. I'll be helping you fuss.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Well, it means doing all those little secret things to it that make it turn out perfect.
And a lot of that is in the prep before it ever hits the heat. And but there are some secrets on once you're cooking it as
yeah,
well. So,
yeah.
You know what? If you stick around long enough, you might get half of them. You're never
yep.
going to get them all.
That's about it.
But that's how we roll around here. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk. We're going to dive into the dog days of summer. And the rest of the show is, believe it or not, we're going to spend a half hour talking about hot dogs.
Don't be a weenie.
Right. But so coming up next is Kogel or Kowalski. Pardon me. Those are both two Michigan brands, and we're going to break those down for you. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances,
which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hey, this is Joff from The Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Middle of July, Bob. We're talking the 13th of July. Where in heck is the summer going? I hope you're out creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood, smoking up the backyard. If you ain't grilling now, man, you are not a griller. That's all I got to say. And whether you're a pro or a novice or somewhere in between, I think every one of us on a regular basis cooks some tubular meat. Whether it's dogs, brats, capusta goes on those, but what am I looking for? Kielbasa, there's the word. And lots of other tubular meats that'll just work really well on the grill, and we're going to talk about a few of those. So what you thinking, man?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're just a couple of hot dogs with hard buns right here. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I got into the Ivy, and they gave me a shot in one of those hard buns.
Did they?
Yeah.
I have not had a bout with that stuff. I've been running around like a freak on my property. That I swear I bought the worst property in the world for poison ivy because it, I don't know.
It's the best one because you're growing it.
It's God's punishment is what it is. But it's everywhere. So Roundup makes this special version that kills poison ivy.
Okay.
And I've been using it and it's actually really good. But I'm finding it in more and more places to where I'm like spending so much time, I'm hunting it down. I put my big rubber boots on and I just go out and kill it, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, I had this stuff when I was younger because I'm quite allergic to it, and it was called seven, like the number seven.
Right. And I have some of that.
That
too.
Stuff was wicked because you could spray in one part of the plant, and it's an ivy, right? It's a vine; it goes all over. You'd spray one part of it, like 3 days later, you'd come back 30 feet from where you sprayed it. It was dying.
Gone.
Because it sucked it all up and
that's
ran.
That's good
it
to know. I've got a jug of that on standby.
Yeah, I don't even they make it anymore. But
they do.
But
I have some. Well, the mine's probably
stuff,
pretty old.
Right, the Roundup stuff kills the leaves and only where you spray it. But the seven stuff went down the vine and killed the whole thing back to the root. It was crazy.
So let's get this
rabbit
basic
trail.
Question out of here. Kogel or Kowalski? We got two big hot dog manufacturers in Michigan. They're both private companies, families, very high quality, and they make great Viennas and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
You know, I'm a Kogel Vienna guy. To me, that's the authentic hot dog that's out there with that natural casing on it. You know, they serve the snap is one of their trademark lines, so I do enjoy that. But they have to be cooked right. Because if you don't get enough heat on them, then that casing is chewy.
And I don't, how do you do that?
Well, I cook them slower, and I don't want them to pop. if you cook them with too much heat, that casing will pop and then you'll lose all the juice out of there and it's dry. So what I have to do with a Vienna is I cook it slower.
So how about if you're microwaving it?
Yeah. Then I'm not using a Vienna.
So we had we had John Kogel on the show years ago. We had Kowalski on years ago. The one thing I remember John telling us was the proper cooking of his Vienna was to parboil it for a couple of minutes. And apparently that, like, softened up the skin, the casing,
right,
on the thing.
Could be. I mean, it's a natural casing.
And it made it, like, a little
more pliable,
crunchier.
When you grilled it.
Yeah.
Because you parboiled it, then
you grilled it. So I just, as a habit, I just boil it a little bit and then throw it on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that with normal hot dogs, but with the Viennas I do, and they seem to turn out great. I honestly can't remember if I've ever thrown them on without it, so I couldn't tell you the difference.
Right, right. Well, the thing with the temperature is the only thing that I've discovered is that if you get them on there too hot,
yeah,
they'll expand and
really
pop
any
that
hot
case.
Dog will do that.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of hot dogs have a meal in them, a filler, basically, because it's ground meat, right? Something has to hold it together. Now, Kogel, the cool thing about theirs is, you know what their binder is?
What's that?
It's powdered baby formula.
Yeah.
And that's part of their flavor. And it sounds gross, but you're feeding it to your baby, so shut up.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to start them young on hot dogs.
That's right.
And if they can't chew them yet, you can at least give them the stuff that's going to be in their hot dog when they can, right?
So, like in a week or so, I have a birthday coming up, and my sister's birthday is the same day, so...
But you're not twins.
Nope. She's 5 years older, so I invited her and her husband.
It was
and
a long pregnancy.
All my siblings are getting together at my place.
Okay.
And I'm going to be cooking up some brats, going to Sobey to get a variety of brats.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do corn dogs. I'm going to do some homemade corn dogs. So
really,
yeah.
I love a good corn dog.
I do too.
I like to go to the carnival where they've got them. You know, you can just walk up and buy one, and they've cooked it in the oil.
Or how about a Pronto pup, Brian? You ever have a Pronto pup?
Yeah. If you can wait the line, I mean, that's in Grand Haven over on the west side of Michigan, and
yeah.
And there's any given time there's 70, 80 people
but
in line to get a corn dog.
Right, it's really good.
Right,
I mean, you don't need anything on it. Maybe a little mustard.
Right,
but so I'm gonna do some of those. I'm going to feed these people until they leave.
Yeah?
Yep.
Are you going to feed them to make them leave, or are you going to feed them until they leave?
No, I'm just going to feed them nonstop.
All right. So when's your birthday, Bob? Let's let everybody know so they can wish
you
happy birthday.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Thank you.
I'll keep that quiet then, but it's not too long from now.
I'll be 62, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Yep. And it's in July.
Yeah,
that's enough.
That's a good number.
I will give you my Social Security number, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's already out there. Everybody's got it.
So you know. This little dipsy doodles, oh my guava, mm-hmm. First one went down pretty fast.
You never gave us, come on, let's talk about this corn dog. How are you making it?
Well, this recipe I've never used, but I looked at all of them that were on there, and I've never heard of this website before, but I liked their ingredients. And it's a tablespoon of lemon juice or vinegar, and then whole milk or half and half. I'll be doing the half and half.
Make it a little thicker.
They actually recommended skim milk, and I said, nay, nay.
Right.
Then some flour and some yellow cornmeal, a little sugar, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and a couple eggs. And then
making a batter.
And then you get the short skewers, and I'm going to, you know, find the right hot dog. I probably won't use a Vienna.
Nope.
Because I want a hot dog without a casing, right? So Kowalski makes a nice hot dog uncased. I'll tell you another company that makes a good
one. Those are sometimes referred to as skinless.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And there's another company right in Grand Rapids, Michigan called Kent Quality Foods.
Mm-hmm.
They make all of them for Gordon's. So if you're getting your hot dogs at Gordon Food, they're awesome hot dogs. They're made right here in Grand Rapids. So get a nice dog like that, and I'll get some short skewers and just ram that thing right up the old keister.
And no need to soak those skewers because you're not cooking the skewer. It's going to be inside the dog.
Right.
That's the only place it gets hot.
Right. I don't think you'd want to because you don't want to introduce the hydrogen to that.
Right. So then you're going to skewer these dogs. You're going to make this batter in a deep container.
I'm going to put it in a pitcher, actually.
Okay.
And I'm going to slide the thing down there and get a nice thick coating on it and drop them in my big timber ridge and let her rip. Because I'm doing French fries that day, too. I'm doing some my version of crack
fries. I might crash that party.
My version of crack fries.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to those more than the brats.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll get my Cajun fired up and do the brats on the Cajun.
That's charcoal.
They're so good. Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just the thing that caught me about this was the little bit of vinegar or lemon juice. And I thought, that's interesting. Nobody else had that on.
You might have to introduce that at the end as one of the last ingredients, because I'm thinking if you put that in with the milk, you might get a little curdle thing going, you know, before it.
Yeah, it just says combine them all, yeah. So I don't know.
Right. But anyway. So coming up next, Bob is going to dive into some dog toppings. So this is going to be kind of fun because he's got some unique stuff here. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. At Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I have been woefully inept all day. We are at the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I have yet to mention that when we came back. So,
and you just busted yourself.
Right,
live.
I'm busted. So shame on me, but... Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are a great supporter of this organization, that being the Grilling Guys, Inc., and we appreciate their support and all they do for us. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, we're talking about dogs, and you're looking at some toppings, and we're looking at what you're calling a Chicago dog. I think there's a few versions of that, but what's yours?
Well, a Chicago dog is just what I've always run into in Chicago. They do them all the same way. It's just a nice Vienna on a nice bun. They put a slice of pickle down the side, and they put a pepper down the other side, and you put some mustard and onion on it. And
it's a pickled pepper. It's not necessarily a red hot one, but it can be. I mean, there's varieties, right?
Yeah,
you want them hot or you want them
mild. Very often like a red chili pepper or something, and they're kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
I will do, I'll slice up jalapenos lengthwise and slide in some slivers of that down there. Not too much, not so it's overbearing, because you still have a pickle wedge on the other side. So, I mean, you want to taste the hot dog.
Right, right. Sometimes
it's got to be a big fat Vienna, though.
Yeah, and sometimes those are on a poppy seed bun. That the hot dog bun will have some black little poppy seeds on it, too. I've seen those in a Chicago dog.
Could be.
Yeah.
There's a company there called Vienna, and they tend to have the outlets all over the place. And that's the one I always find at O'Hare when I'm flying through Chicago. I always get them at O'Hare.
Right.
And I love them. Yep. The company's called Vienna, but it's really easy to make. I mean, just a nice and again, if you're going to make a hot dog, make a big beefy one. Whatever meat it's made out of, but make a good size one. Don't get the skimpy. And then make sure you have a bun that is sturdy enough to hold up on it, because the last thing you want is a mess in your lap as you're trying to eat a hot dog that's loaded.
Right. Yep, your hot dog roll needs to have some consistency to it. Yeah, exactly.
So some people like ketchup on their hot dog. I take the Dirty Harry route, and I find that despicable. Clint Eastwood broke me of the ketchup habit when I was little.
Yeah. See, I still like my ketchup.
Yeah. But. So maybe you'll like this, like a spiced ketchup.
So what are you spicing it with?
Well, one of the spiced ketchups is a Bloody Mary spiced ketchup. And that's got horseradish in it and some hot sauce, a little celery salt and Worcestershire. And so it's just like the perfect bloody you would make, but it's going on your hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And so you make that in a little bowl and pour the regular ketchup in there and then start spicing it.
Yeah.
Get it where you need it. But that'd be good. Horseradish.
You know,
well, horseradish gets close to a cocktail sauce.
It does.
In the Worcestershire, too.
It does.
Yeah.
So, I guess if you're going to do a bunch of dogs for people, let's back it up a little bit. Everybody tries to outthink themselves or their neighbor on the grill to create that grill envy, right?
Right.
So how about a hot dog bar? It's so fun and so easy. And I mean, everybody loves a hot dog.
Right.
And you found that out on your job site. You're serving at Stanner Kitchens. You've got a couple of young ladies running around feeding all your crews, right?
Well, yeah. All of our contractor customers that are on the job site, we bring them a complimentary lunch. We just set it up with them. Next whatever day we're going to be here, whoever's there, any contractor, any of the trades, we feed them that day.
Can you give us the route?
What? Yeah. No, it's just a – it varies daily, whoever we've got scheduled to do it. But anyway, the point there was we switched up from regular hot dogs to German dogs. And they're a little more flavorful, and they've been smoked, so they're already cooked. And all we do is roll them on the grill to give them some grill marks and get them hot.
And that's just fine, because guess what? Every hot dog's already been cooked.
Right.
So you're not cheating by getting something smoked like that and throwing it on. That's actually the more closely associated to, like, the original wiener, right?
Yeah.
It's a German wiener, and that's where they come from.
Right.
There's actually, no city in Germany called hot dog.
Right. That's where that's actually – we get them at Sobeys. He makes them, and he calls them his German wiener.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does. So, yeah, they're wonderful, and we've got huge reviews. I was sharing with Bob earlier that last year when we did the wagon, we were two burgers for every dog we served, and it's flipped this year that – they really just are real happy with this German dog.
Which is great, because actually cooking on a mobile platform, the simpler the cook, the better.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
Right? And these are college interns, these two young ladies. They're actually daughters of a couple of our team members.
Well, hopefully they're not really pretty, so you distract the workers.
Well, or maybe hopefully they are. And in this case, they are both pretty young women, and they do a great job for us. And we're getting great reviews for them on the job site. But anyway,
that's awesome.
Some of the toppings that go on that. I'm a diced onion guy, right? I love not a heavy chop, but just a real fine chop.
Right.
And then it's easier to buy this than make it, but you can make it, is the little dill. They're chopped up real fine dill pickle that goes on there. Those are
dill relish?
Yeah, dill, yeah, but not the sweet stuff.
No,
it's
dill relish.
Dill relish, yeah. You can buy that at most stores. Sweet relish, not my favorite as much, but then you always got the peppers that you can put.
I think that's why Chicago dog is popular, because it's not sweet. It goes to the spicy side. It's got that dill spear down it, which would be your dill relish.
Right.
And like maybe a mustard. We've got here roasted garlic mustard. That sounds pretty cool. You wrap 8 cloves in garlic foil. You love roasting garlic.
Yep.
Roast them for 30 minutes, at 400 degrees. You love wrapping stuff in foil. Squeeze out the
only because it works.
Squeeze out the garlic out of its skin into a puree, and then you put it in a half cup of Dijon or whatever mustard's in your fridge.
Right.
It'll all work.
Yep.
And then here's the deal. You throw in a third to a half cup of real maple syrup and then some salt and pepper. So it's going to be, I'm thinking.
It's a sweet mustard, then.
I think it's going to be pretty unique. And that I have not made either, but I roast garlic all the time. And I just put them in muffin tins and roast them.
You know, our friends at Old World Olive Company have a creamy garlic mustard that I have at home. And I busted it out over the 4th of July. And the three people that were at my table eating, they're like, what is that? That is amazing. I've never had mustard like that. It was right off this recipe. The only thing that wasn't in it was the maple syrup. Hmm. But it was a creamy, came in, you know, one of their little jars of mustard. Yeah. And I got it at Old World Olive Company the last time I was in there. So, yeah, that's a cool one, too. So
I feel robbed. I've never seen it.
Well, if you don't want to make it, you can buy it. Is
it one of those tapenades?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. But it's just creamy mustard.
Nice.
Is all it is. So,
you know, and when you're doing hot dogs, again, this kind of goes back to if you want a hot dog bar, guess what? All you got to do is grill a ton of hot dogs, and you should grill twice as many as you think you're going to need, because if you do the rest of this stuff, everybody's doubling up.
Right. Right, cheese is another one. Whether you go with crumbled blue cheese or whether you go with the shredded Colby or the Monterey Jack or sharp cheddar adds a great profile to a dog. But shred it up quite fine because you want it to kind of evenly melt over a hot dog rather than being chunks of cheese that you're biting and all you're tasting is cheese and not the dog itself. Because I'm with you, Bob. I want a little bit of dog flavor in every bite. But.
Mm-hmm. So another thing you can do is a dill mustard. And you just take basic cheap yellow mustard and you chop up a quarter cup of finely chopped dill pickles and white onions. And then you put in a tablespoon of chopped fresh dill. So the onions and the dill giving you a different aromatic flavor profile to the mustard. Just to kind of get away from the basic mustard, because especially your cheap yellow mustard, it can be a little bit overpowering if you're just putting that on.
Right.
And if you put it on too heavy. So these are just some profiles you can do. And whether you do a hot dog bar or you just make some cool little toppings for your hot dogs, those are some ideas for you.
All right. Coming up next, Chili's or Coney's, which is your preference? Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and if you're listening to us, you better be prepping to feed somebody on your grill. And this is the dog days of summer, and we've been talking about hot dogs all day. And why stop now? Okay, so we're going to continue this with, are you a chili dog guy or a coney dog guy? And I guess my first question to you is, Bob, what do you see as the difference between a chili and a coney?
Well, when I think of chili dogs, I think of like a Tex-Mex kind of chili.
Yep.
Right?
Chunkier.
Coney's, I've got a couple recipes on them. I have actually, Coney's are made with the heart of a cow.
Okay.
They're called beef heart, right?
Right.
And a lot of people freak out over it, but you basically slice it up, grind it up, and you do a double grind on a beef heart because that's a tough muscle.
Right.
And I think they put
is that it after you've cooked it or before?
Before,
right?
And I think that's a good question too. I think the reason they use it in Coney sauce is because it's a way to use that protein that the goodness of all that sauce masks the peculiar flavor of heart muscle,
right?
Which is like a delicacy in some places, an oddity in others, right?
Right. Yeah. But kind of like liver, you're either
exactly,
in or you're out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we've done that before. Right. Saganaki. So I love Coney's because I guess my wife got me hooked on them when I first met her hanging out in Detroit with her because that's where she's from and that's where Coney's are from. And that same hot dog in New Jersey or New York, they call a Michigan dog. Even though Coney Island's in New York, I always find that funny.
Right.
They call it a Michigan dog.
Because it was originated
We call
here.
It a Coney Island dog.
Right, right.
We don't know where it came from.
Right.
I don't know. Either way, a Coney sauce is not like chili in that, I mean, it doesn't have the cumin. It's not heavy on garlic. It's got a lot of paprika and stuff in it and tomato sauce, but I don't understand the profile. I'm going to work on it and try and learn how to make it, but I don't really understand why it tastes the way it does, but I go to Lafayette, okay? Mm-hmm. When I'm in Detroit, I'm a Lafayette guy. You're either a Lafayette or a National. When it comes down to it, if you're a freak, you have to choose sides. And I came down with Lafayette.
Right.
And it's so now when you talk about a chili dog, that's really easy. You can do it any way you like. Mm-hmm. There's no real
more roast. Of a hamburger type.
It really is. It's just ground beef.
Maybe the tomatoes are a little chunkier. I think Coney's a little smoother. I don't want to say watery because it's not watery.
Some aren't.
But it's a smoother consistency.
Some are. Some aren't.
Right.
I've had them in places. Somebody you and I both know very well, who hangs his hat on Coney's, and his sauce every time I have it is really, really thick and pasty. Mm. I'm not a fan.
Right.
Okay. But what I was going to say about the chili dogs is I'm guilty. I have a million times opened up a can of Hormel, no bean, heated it up, and made chili dogs, and people love it.
Right.
Because
it's simple.
It's a different type of chili.
Right.
It's not like the chili I'm going to make for my family. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. It's thick, so it works as a topping.
Right.
I know it's probably not the healthiest, but Hormel's been good to me.
Well, hot dogs, if we're talking healthiest, is probably right up on the list either, right? But so if you're going to go. Just go big with it and get your Coney sauce. But I prefer the chili dog myself. With I just don't like the bun to get so wet. And the regular chili is a little thicker.
Well,
and it sits on top. It doesn't soak in as much.
And
that's just a personal thing. I don't like soggy bun.
If it's all good enough, you won't even notice.
Right.
You'll be just eating so fast, it won't get a chance. But now, if you talk about my favorite, I'm going to say it's probably going to be a Skyline Cincinnati chili. I don't know. I shouldn't say it's my favorite. It's just another favorite. I'm really hungry right now.
Right.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
But and the Skyline chili sauce is very runny. Lafayette is very runny. So it's just that I know in advance when I'm going to eat one of those two guys' meals, it's going to be on a plate. I'm not picking it up. I'm eating it with a fork and knife.
I see.
And I'm going to devour it.
Right. Right.
They're if good. I go to Skyline, I'm getting three or four. If I go to Lafayette, I'm getting definitely three.
Yeah.
But it's an experience. Downtown Detroit's in a wonderful rejuvenation. And if you want to go down to Lafayette, Coney, and it might be on Lafayette. I don't remember what street it's on. But it's right downtown. Just you won't have any problem finding it because it's the buzz in Detroit. You've got to be at one or the other, Lafayette or National, for the most part. But you stand in front of the two, and there were brothers. A couple of Middle Eastern guys, they were brothers, like 50 years ago, went side by side and competed with each other, and they built up empires. I mean, those places run the hundreds and hundreds of people through every hour.
Right.
So I can only imagine.
And there's lots of good hot dog places everywhere. I mean, we're here in Grand Rapids. There's a half a dozen places that.
Yeah, but this not like this.
I understand. I understand.
These guys, they've got big glass windows, and you watch them do it. This one old guy that works at Lafayette, he'll line up, and he works like a machine. He's just a machine. He'll line up like 10 buns on his arm, and he's rolling these hot dogs on a griddle. And he's methodical. And he's just poom, 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 and then takes them all off one at a time, bam, 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 throwing the mustard, throwing the Coney sauce on him. And it's something to watch.
Right.
He's so serious, and he's just a little fella. He's got to be like 80 years old now.
Been doing it for a long time. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Rolled a lot of wieners.
Yes, he has. Yeah, cool. Not boiled, but those are grilled, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So you want to talk a little bit about maybe some other things that would go well with the hot dog. I see some German mustard here, kraut, pretzels, kapusta. Get into some of that stuff. Maybe you want a little bit heavier dog, so you might go to a bratwurst or you might go to a kielbasa or something like that, or, which are more traditional Polish or German stuff, where you would get a kraut on the top of there.
Yeah, but my thought was, I love sauerkraut on a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever eat it on a hot dog?
Not generally.
No?
No, it's more of a brat topping to me. And the kapusta is just a Polish version.
Give yourself permission, Job.
Right.
Just give yourself permission.
The kapusta is a sauerkraut with some ground meat in it. And some
and sugar.
And sugar. And a
sweeter.
Little bit of
sweeter.
What's the seed I'm looking for?
Yeah.
That's in there.
It's like mustard seed or something.
No, it's I'll get it. But anyway,
doesn't matter.
Right. But that's a kraut topping. And then I like a little mustard on top of that. That's a great combination for me. It isn't fennel. I'm going to come up with it. I can't. Caraway. It's got caraway seeds in it. That's what it is. Which is a unique flavor.
Don't get carried away.
I did. Just for a second. But anyway, so we talked a little bit about ketchups.
If you're a real man, you know how to make it.
It's man law time.
Now you're a man! A man!
Today's man law. I'm not going to be a weenie about this. No wasted beer in the name of humor.
100% with you. That old thing where you'd smack your bottom of your beer bottle on the top of the guy. No. Make it foam all up. Why? Why do that? It was funny one time.
Because you're a douche.
Right. Yeah, it's funny one time. Get over it. Don't do it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we got a few other things we can talk about, but I am honestly... It's silly, you know. I don't know. Maybe I need counseling, but I do get really excited about some of these foods. And my latest thrill is anticipating cooking up these corn dogs because I've never done it. So it's like it's a new thing. And I love my deep fryer, the one that I'm making. So I stained my whole deck white.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, I can't put that Cajun grill back out there. I think I'm just going to keep my stainless cart and my tech, and I don't want to bring charcoal out there now because it's so beautiful white. It's going to be a problem.
Mother Nature is going to dirty it up, dude.
I know, but I don't think, unless I put weather protection down or fire protection down
or
something.
You need a grill condom.
So I'm looking at that little corner between the house and the garage, and if I just chop that bush down, that orange, whatever it is, that drives me nuts, I can do that whole corner in charcoal and deep fryer. Pour a little pad of concrete there. That bush ain't going to grow.
Right. All right, we're going to bring this doggone train to the station. Might talk a little bit of Korean and some honey. Stick with us.
If you kid only see the rain, she loves me, maybe you would understand. Why I feel this way,
hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations. 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. And
it sure is.
We're guava.
We're
having a friend up from a brewery. I had to take care of some guava that not from his brewery. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about, you've got some Asian mustard kimchi and red onion that you're calling topping for a Korean dog.
Yes.
Is that something you've tried, or is that just a brainstorm?
I saw it online a long time ago, and I did it. I'm out of kimchi right at the moment, but when I was in the military, I went to Korea, right? And I fell in love with the country. I fell in love with at least five girls.
None of which are Mrs. Nurmico.
A bunch of their food. My mom told me I couldn't bring one home.
She told you that about stray cats.
Another
too.
Racist yeah. story. Thanks, Adeline.
Yeah, bless her heart. She was smarter than you.
That doesn't take a lot. Well, I did get my cooking from her, so any of my good or bad cooking habits are all from my mother, of course. My father never touched a grill.
Right.
But the Korean side, she was not happy about. But I loved it. A little Asian mustard.
Which is what?
It's just like, have you ever had rice vinegar?
Yeah.
If you look at the Asian section in your supermarket, you'll find Asian mustard. I don't know the difference, honestly.
Okay, other than it tastes different.
To me, it's like Grey Poupon.
Okay.
Like the Chinese mustard, you get in the Chinese restaurants, it's just like that. It's mustard.
Okay.
It's mustard.
Yep. Might have a little wasabi in it or something like that.
Well, that's a good question. I just don't have an answer for you. But
then kimchi is rotted cabbage, right?
It's fermented. Thank you very much for being a jerk.
Yeah, I just don't enjoy it.
I know. A lot of people don't, because when you think about something fermenting, well, sauerkraut's fermented.
Right, but not that far.
It's Korean sauerkraut.
Right, okay.
It's just got different spices, and it's fermented with a hot sauce instead of, I don't even know how you ferment sauerkraut.
Vinegar.
They put vinegar in to start with, or does it make it?
No, you put it in there.
You're sure?
Yeah, that's what, it's. You're kind of pickling it.
I don't even understand a word you just said.
And red onion's red onion, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
So that's a dog topping.
It is.
Korean dog topping.
Yeah, and a really cool, easy one to do is honey mustard. And I'm going to tell you that that stuff that Sobe had, that his buddy Scott made up in Traverse City, that honey mustard with jalapeno in it.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. I don't see it out anymore. But Sobe has a new honey mustard. This should be just called the Sobe Show.
Well, rightfully so. He's a great sponsor, but he's also a great supplier of a lot of the things we make, man. Yeah.
But he's got a sweet mustard there right now. That is fantastic.
I'll have to pick it up.
It just needs some jalapeno.
Yeah, we've Michelle's granddaughter is a honey mustard freak. She'll eat it on anything. If you can't get her to eat something, dip it in honey mustard.
Whoever came up with that idea. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us this week. I want to remind everybody that there's lots of events going on. Jop and I would be happy to cook up some barbecue for you. If you want us to have us out, we do events quite often, and we've got some holes in the schedule this summer. If you want some good barbecue and to have some laughs with us, hit us up on thegrillingguys.com. You can link to us. You can send us a message, or you can just run us down in the neighborhood.
Yep, and put it on Facebook. You know, it's not too early to plan your tailgates either. When your teams are there,
yeah,
and you want to do a little
don't wait to book us for those.
Right, throw down like in pure style for your tailgate. We've done that for many years for a lot of people. So shameless plug. Give us a shout out.
It's a good deal.
Love to work with you.
We're not cheap, but we're easy.
Right, and the food's usually good. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in, and be safe out there. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk to you next week.
See ya!